Hey legends, welcome back to Crash Course in Podcasting. My name is Josh Liston. You can reach out to me on Twitter X or Instagram under @deadsetpod. And if you wanted to listen to more of the show, check out deadsetpodcasting.com. Righto. So today's going to be a real crash course. I went back and listened to the first 20 or 30 interviews that I conducted in podcasting. These were mid-2012 to mid-2013. And I knew I wasn't going to like it because I freaking hated it. I was terrible, like nightmarishly bad. Like the gap between myself and my guests in terms of both entertainment value and comfortability to listen to was massive. Like the only thing bigger was the gap between my taste, what I thought made a great interviewer. For me, that's Andrew Denton, the Australian radio and media personality, and my skill, which is what allows you to be a great interviewer, and I was at 0 out of 10. So it was hard to listen to, but I went back with the intention of not bashing myself for not being good at the time, but seeing what I could learn and hopefully help you guys avoid some of those same mistakes, or maybe more accurately, know that it's part of the journey and not to stress about it. That it takes a long time to get good at interviewing, or in my case, it took forever just to move beyond, once again, nightmarishness. So I'm going to throw 3 of the 5 lessons at you today, and at the end, I'm going to play a chunk of audio, which is me introducing a guest that I had on the show from Start Teaching Guitar. That was Donnie Schexnader, and I make 3 mistakes that were common amongst all 30 interviews that I did. But I made them all in the one introduction for Donnie. So this is a good encapsulation of multiple mistakes made very early in a podcast, not just in the life of the show, but in the actual episode itself, within the first minute to minute and a half, that I can imagine now listening back, I would have just turned it off. I wouldn't have given it a chance to be good or not in terms of content. I would have heard these things as a listener and thought there's something else I could be listening to right now. So I'm sorry to anyone who heard this interview at the time because it wasn't my best. So lesson number 1 was I was introducing episodes with a list of apologies or caveats or both. My voice didn't sound good, I'm sorry. We had connection problems, I'm sorry. I'm new to this, I didn't know how to fix this issue, I'm sorry. All these things that would have sapped trust out of my listener that I knew what I was doing. And it's stuff I would never do now. But to just harp on it at the start of every episode in the most banal way possible, like I had zero energy in my voice, that's like doubling down on suckage. So number 2, not recording the correct input source. So I did this a couple of times. And this is just lack of prep. And when I listen back now, it sounds so bad. I don't think there's really a time where you as the host should sound way, way, way worse than the actual guest in terms of audio quality. It once again creates a lack of trust in the listener if you sound really, really bad and your guest sounds really, really good. And it might not matter if it's one episode, like if you're on a holiday or you're calling in by phone, like Bill Simmons from The Ringer has done that before, where he's rung in on the phone and for one episode he doesn't sound as good as normal. But if it's happening multiple times on the same show, in the same time period, you got to lift your game. And Josh, 2012, he didn't. He had no game. So number 3 was asking guests to tell us about yourself. I did this with nearly every single guest that I listened to. And I think it was, close to 30 episodes, every single guest. So that time that I was spending at the start of interviews explaining all the things that went wrong and how long it took me to fix them and apologizing to the guests that it took so long to come out, all that crap, I could have just replaced all that by explaining who the person was, why they meant something to me, and then jumping straight into a question and something other than tell us about yourself. Like I couldn't believe it listening back that I did it as much as I did it. And I was doing a lot of prep. That was the only part I got right, honestly. In between the verbal disfluencies and the convoluted questions and all the things that I was doing wrong, the actual research was there. But the guest didn't early on in any of these interviews have a sense of how much research and prep I'd actually done because I just palmed off the responsibility of explaining why they were on the show to them. And it was hard to listen to. So what we're going to cut to now is a clip of myself introing an episode for Donnie Schexnader. So captured within this audio is me apologizing, caveats, me selecting the wrong input source, sounding so bad, and also asking Donnie to tell us about yourself, even though I knew his whole history and I knew why he was on the show. It's just hard to listen to. That's why I'm putting it at the end. So if you guys would rather not hear me suck, you don't have to. I was going to cut this up and put it throughout the episode, but that would have forced you to sit through three little chunks of Josh being bad. So I won't be back after the audio. Let me know what you think of this. Obviously, I know I sucked. You don't have to tell me, oh God, you were bad, because I know. However bad you think I think I was worse. So you don't have to give me that feedback. But what I would like to know is there something you wished that you'd done better when you first started podcasting? So once again, hello@deadsetpodcasting.com if you wanted to email me, or you can reach out on Twitter X or Instagram with @deadsetpod. Okay, guys, I'll talk to you about my fourth mistake in the next episode, which was being a multi-questioner and being a thunder stealer. But until then, here's me doing a poor job of introducing Donnie.
Hi, and welcome back to the Braver by the Day podcast. Josh here from Melbourne, Australia. This is episode 34. I just wanted to let you know that I've just moved house to Melbourne, and I'm really dealing with some bad echoing in my room, so I apologise for the strange sound of my voice in this upcoming call. I've tried my best to get rid of the sound. It's definitely still listenable. Just thought I'd let you know that that's not commonplace. If this is your first time listening to the show, I will be working really hard to get rid of that over the next week or two. So thank you, and let me know what you think of this episode with Donnie Schexnader from Colorado Springs in the United States. Here we go.
So welcome back to Braver by the Day, episode 34. I'm super excited today. I'm joined by a friend that I've actually spoken to a few times in the past, Donnie Schexnader from Colorado Springs in Colorado. Donnie is a professional guitar teacher. He also teaches people how to teach guitar online, particularly build businesses. He's also got a great personal story, which for Braver by the Day is what we're here to talk about today. It's really inspiring. He's a great guy. He's one of the friendliest people that I've ever talked to, really. So I'm so happy to have him back. So I won't take up too much of everyone's time today. Donnie, did you just want to tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do there today, maybe your entrepreneurial journey, because that's in itself really interesting, and then maybe some of your more recent health battles and issues, and how you've managed maybe to stay so positive through all that, because you've done such an amazing job. So go for it, mate.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Josh. I appreciate that warm introduction. It's great to be on your podcast and getting to talk to you again. I guess my journey started, a long time ago. I'm 43 years old now, and I started getting into music and playing guitar when I was probably 9 or 10, 11, something like that.